Ohio's Republican auditor, Dave Yost, has issued a subpoena to the leader of Jobs Ohio, asking the head of the private development agency to hand over financial records through the end of last June. This action follows a private audit that shows Jobs Ohio received more than $5 million in state grants that many lawmakers say they didn't know about, and they say that money had not been disclosed in previous financial statements. When asked by reporters about the subpoena, Republican Governor John Kasich minimizes the notion that he has a big disagreement with Yost.
The thing is, they want to audit more than just the public money. And it gets to be problematic. You know, if we give an incentive to a company here and then they want to go in and audit all of their books, it gets to be really unworkable, and, you know, it's disruptive. But if a company takes public money, that money ought to be audited by the auditor of the state, plain and simple. No more complicated than that. Sometimes you read things and it appears one way. It's just a little disagreement about how we should proceed.
When Kasich was asked if he knew about the $5 million grant amount, the governor responds this way.
You need to understand how this all works. It's a complicated entity.
Kasich says Yost does not have the right to audit anything beyond public dollars. And he says if an amendment spelling out a clarification in law about how Jobs Ohio can be audited is needed, Kasich says lawmakers will get it. But the Republican Speaker of the Ohio House, Bill Batchelder, says he was key in writing the rules to begin with, and he says it's already clear that Yost is overstepping his authority.
He doesn't have that authority to go into a private corporation and audit it. I'm waiting for him to try to get into Chrysler Motors or Fiat, whatever they call it now. You know, we bought a lot of those cars this year. Where'd that money go? What's going on over there?
Batchelder says that last part in jest because he says private businesses do not allow public oversight of their books. He says there's no reason to think anything improper is happening at Jobs Ohio.
There might be a perception problem created by the auditor, but I think most people understood that board, you've looked at the list of board members, these are people above reproach. I mean, this is not some group of cowboys.
But Ohio's Democratic Party chairman, Chris Redfern, says he cannot understand the governor's response to these questions.
The fact of the matter is it all seems so defensive. It all seems so reactive. If the first response from the governor's office is, quote, it's complicated, and, oh, yeah, we're going to get an amendment added to a bill that would essentially strip away the state auditor's ability to audit the books, in the old days, you'd be a little less transparent if you're a crook in how you're going to steal the money.
Redfern says there's no legal way the nearly $5 million of state money could be transferred to Jobs Ohio without the authority of the Ohio legislature. And Redfern says that authority has never been given for those dollars.
And no one's down at the State House right now threatening to storm the doors saying, what on earth is going on? There are $4.3 million missing.
Recently, the state offered $100 million in state bonds to provide more funding for Jobs Ohio. Democratic State Representative Jay Carney says until those questions are answered, that transaction should be put on hold.
Writing a blank check, the taxpayers giving a $100 million blank check to an entity that is afraid to come forward and explain how they spent $5 million of your dollars has to make taxpayers wonder why would the legislature give that sort of broad authority to this entity.
Carney and other Democrats say they want the head of Jobs Ohio to appear before lawmakers to answer questions about the public money before more dollars are transferred to the corporation. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.